In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospel today is from when the Lord is speaking to His disciples shortly before He would be arrested, judged, crucified, and buried. And it was going to be too much for them to bear. So He was preparing them little bit by little bit. Not that they would be able to bear it, but that later they would recall His words and would be strengthened. He told them something that is much misunderstood in our day. He said that, "I say to you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in My name, I will give it to you." And then He says, "Until now you have asked nothing in My name. Keep on asking," is the proper way to say this. "Keep on asking and ye shall receive, in order that your joy may be made full." We must keep on asking in His name in order to receive the good things that He wishes us to have. Now this idea of praying in His name has become basically a caboose, a suffix at the end of many people's prayers. Say, "In Jesus' name" at the end of the prayer. That is not what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. To pray in the name of Jesus is to pray according to His will and to live according to who He is. Just as you would do something in the name of a king. What would you do as an emissary of the king? You represent the king's interests. You are speaking in His name. In the same way, when we pray, we must pray for things that are good, for things that are holy, for things that are God-pleasing. And we must pray persistently. We must keep on asking in the Lord's name. And the way to ask in His name is to live in His name. To live according to who He is. You see, everywhere in the Scriptures, it speaks of how to live. Not just what to say, not just what to do, but how to live. What kind of person you should be. If we pray in Jesus' name, that means we are like Jesus. We are living like Him. He lived as an example for us. And we are to follow that example. And we can follow that example because He made us capable of following it. He gave it by word, by deed. Some of His words were written down. The vast majority were not, but they are part of the mind of the church because He transmitted them to His disciples, and they to theirs, and on to us. And besides, His word exists forever, and the Holy Spirit reveals His word to us. Now it is quite interesting to see the juxtaposition of Him speaking of asking in His name persistently and receiving everything that they need, and then speaking the sublime incarnational theology that He came from the Father and that He was going to Him. And then speaking of the disciples about to be afraid and to run away like scared rabbits. There's a reason why these things are together. Now, this theology that the Lord spoke of so beautifully, He said He was from the Father and He was going back to Him. This means that He was always with God, always the unbegotten Son of God from before all ages. And then He went down. He became man so that we could become like Him. And then He went back to His Father. Now we saw this just last week when He ascended in flesh as a human being to His Father. This is a monumental occasion, cataclysmic happening, because it means that we can ascend to the Father and we can be with God. It is truly monumental. There's no more important news. And yet right after this important news, and they tell him that they understand Him, He tells them, Do you really believe? An hour is coming when you shall be scattered each to his own and leave me alone. But then he adds, yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. They were frightened because they were men. Because they're infirm. And yet, Christ would have been with them. Even as he was hanging on the cross, he would have strengthened them. They just didn't have the capacity to understand this yet. Later on, the martyrs would. And then later on, in fact, the apostles, with the exception of one, became martyrs. And had the courage to know that Christ was with them, even if they were all alone. Life is full of lonely moments, difficult moments. We must remember the words of our Savior. The Father is always with him, and he is always with us. And therefore, since he and the Father are one, the Father with the Son and the Holy Spirit are always with us, no matter what situation we're in, no matter what difficulty we are encountering. The key for us to be able to live victoriously is to be able to pray in his name. That is, to be aware of his presence at all times and to yearn for ever more of his presence, to live as a Christian. This is what praying in his name means. It's been reduced to a formula. In my youthful years, all I ever heard was a formula. In the end of every prayer, it had to be in Jesus' name. That is not the meaning of the gospel. The meaning is live as Jesus lived. And then when you pray, you will be praying in his name according to his will. So let us struggle to live as Jesus lived. And then we will be praying in his name and according to his promise, if we ask persistently, we will receive and our joy will be made full. May God bless us and help us. Amen.